Blog Talk Radio.
Of experience with Janine and Ingram. Let me stop there.
I'm an orange moon. I'm an orange moon. Reflecting the light of the sun. than before. Brighter. Reflecting the light of the sun.
Good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram. We're going to get ready in time with you, recognizing that there is only one power and one presence. And as we center our mind, center our thoughts, taking in a deep breath, breathing in through the nose, holding it to the point of vibration, holding it to the count of eight, and releasing, remembering to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into our heart, because sometimes we forget to breathe. But there's power in the breath, friend. So I want you to take this time, and as you center your mind, I want you to breathe, family. Breathe deep into the diaphragm. And as you become still, know that you are God. I want you to breathe. I want you to breathe, family. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe, family. And release. Just breathe, family. Just breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. Divine, precious, and Holy Spirit. I come before you today speaking from the transcendent power of my I Am presence, asking that every word of my mouth and every meditation of my heart will come from my higher mind self and so acceptable in thy sight. God, I ask you to come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, and remove every human created thought, every human created feeling, every human created ego. I ask you to remove all of me in this right now moment, that I may come empty and be filled by your presence. God, come, Holy Spirit. I ask you to remove any energy in my feeling space. God, I ask you to give me any forgiveness where there's unforgiveness. God, I ask you to allow me to come truly empty this morning, so that every word of this prayer will be your prayer, not my prayer. God, I'm asking that my thoughts be your thoughts, my words be your words, and my feelings be yours today. God, I'm asking you to come and take over this prayer and this right now, Mama. God, I'm asking you to speak as I ask you for an anointing today. God, I'm asking for for each and every person under the sound of my voice. God, I'm asking you to return our vibrations to the highest vibration. Asking you to return ourselves to child to his perfection of wholeness, God. I'm asking you to bless each and every one of us right now, God. I'm asking you to come and touch each and every one of us right now, God. I'm asking you to come and bless our marriages, God. I'm asking you to come and bless our relationships, God. I'm asking you to bless our purpose, God. I'm asking you to bless our health today, God. I'm asking you to bless our finances today, God. I'm asking you to come and expand our financial territory, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and give us direction where there's no direction, God. I'm asking you to bring peace where there's no peace, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bring forgiveness where there's no forgiveness, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and raise the vibratory energy of this call and this right now, Holy God. I'm asking you to come, God, and touch the hem of your God and Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and feel you in the presence of our right now moment, God. Let us feel you in our spirits. Let us feel you in our environment, God, in this morning, God. Let us know that your vibratory energy is right here, God. Rain down your love upon us, God, as we make manifest the glory of you in this prayer today, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and touch somebody's heart today, God. Come and speak to somebody's mind today, God. Come, Holy Spirit, and bring forth a blessing like no other, God. I'm asking you to come right now, God, and bring forth fresh revelation, new wineskins, God, new oil, God, and anoint us this morning. As you touch our hands, that everything that we touch this morning, as you anoint them, God, will turn to gold, platinum gold, God. I'm asking you to anoint our hands, God, right now. Let us feel the presence of you in our hands right now, God. Let us feel the healing presence of you right now, God. I'm asking you to anoint our feet right now, God, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon your holy ground, God. I'm asking you to anoint our thoughts, God, that our thoughts will be your thoughts as you activate the Christ consciousness in us right now. God, as you reawaken to in us our manifestation power, gifts, and abilities, God, as you awaken our power to manifest in this right now moment, God, as you awaken the consciousness of the light in us right now, God, as you awaken the consciousness of love in us right now, God, as you awaken our ability to move and navigate through the land as you in this right now moment, as us, God, all around us, God, come and let us see our own greatness, God. Come and let us live the life that you have so eloquently placed in our soul, God. Let us live the unfolding goals of our soul, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and reveal itself to us so that we can see so clearly, God, with the spiritual 2020 eyes, God. I'm asking you to give us the kind of ears that can hear the melodic sounds of you right now, God. I'm asking you to give us the kind of words that your honey will speak through our words like honey dripping from our lips, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and give us the eyes of you, God, that we can see you in everything, God, that we can see your presence even when we don't understand right now, God, in the midst of all things, God, that we can see the way you see, God, that we can see ourselves the way you see us, God, that we can recognize our greatness the way you have called forth our greatness, God, as we can own the depth definition of who we are in this right now moment, God. I'm asking you to come and bring forth the champion in us today, God. I'm asking you to come and call forth the greatness in us today, God, as we recognize our own greatness, as we recognize what we've been called to the planet today, as we greet each day in love, God. We give thanks today. This is the day that you have given us to rejoice in, God, as a gift, and every moment is a present. And as we open the present moment, we give thanks for this right now moment, God. We give thanks for the love journey. We give thanks for each and every person under the sound of my voice. We give thanks for those who had a mind to come. We give thanks for those who will show up later, those who will come to the recording line. We give thanks for our presence as the blessing that you called to the planet to be a blessing to so many. God, we give thanks for our gift called us today, God. We give thanks for every limb, God, for our right mind today, God. We give thanks for the eyes to see, the ears to hear, God. We give thanks for our comings and our goings, God. Oh, we give thanks, God, for all the blessings that are being bestowed upon us right now, God. Oh, we give thanks for those that will be bestowed upon us as we walk the journey. Lord, for new homes. We give thanks for new books, God. We give thanks for all that is. We give thanks for a new car, God. We give thanks, God, for all the new inventions that are coming forth, God. We give thanks for your blessings, Holy Spirit, that are raining down upon us right now, God. We give thanks, Holy Spirit, for all that is, that all that will ever be. We give thanks, God, for all that is in the mighty consciousness, nature, and knowing of love. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen, God. We give thanks knowing that God is all there is and that we will never be left nor forsaken. We give thanks for the knowing that God is always right there with us. Even when we down and nothing, God is always up to something. Even when we don't know how, God is always showing up and showing out. And so, Holy Spirit, we just stop in this right now moment as we move into our heart space to just say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. To just recognize that there's no other greater than you, God. And if we had 10 million tongues, it wouldn't be enough to say thank you, God. It wouldn't be enough to honor the gift. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. And so as we start off with the song by Kim, thank you, Jesus. No.
There would be peace on earth. All creation, every power, every life would call on his name. Children, love has arrived, and you know the world will never truly be the same.
Jesus,
he's my refuge.
Jesus.
He's my power, my freedom.
Jesus.
He came to my rescue, and I don't understand it, but I know the love he's given me will never end.
There is joy in the world because my Savior reigns. He's the source of my strength, Lord of lords, King of kings, my salvation, my redeemer, in the face of all I fear. He is love without compromise, and I know that he's the reason that I'm standing here.
Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
he's my Savior.
Jesus,
oh, yeah.
Jesus.
Hey, cause I know that I will never be the same again.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He's my provider. He's my hope when I fall.
Jesus is the love of my life.
There when I need him, when nobody else will call, he's right on time.
Jesus is the love of my life.
He gave me power, the faith to stand. Hey,
Jesus is the love of my life.
Thank you, Lord,
for my life.
Cause I know that I will never be alone again.
I wanna talk to you about
Jesus. Jesus is the love of my life.
Save my life.
Jesus is the love.
nothing to stand up straight.
Thank you, Lord.
Jesus is the love of my life.
If it wasn't for Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The love of my life.
I wouldn't be here today.
Jesus, I don't deserve it. Lord,
Jesus,
I know that you're worth it. So I just ask
Jesus. Just ask Jesus.
And I keep on asking
Jesus. Just ask Jesus.
The love of my life.
I know. Lord, I know.
You set me free.
Jesus is the love of my life.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You can call on Jesus.
You can call on
Jesus.
When you need a friend.
Jesus.
When your brother can't be found. You can call on
Jesus. You don't know like I know.
You can call on Jesus. Heavenly Father. Ooh. You're listening to The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And that was Kim right here on The Love Journey. I love that song. Sometimes it just make you go back to, make me think about when I was a little girl in the sanctified church, you know. You have to give thanks for your beginnings. You got to give thanks for your roots sometimes, you know. Sometimes you got to go back to those old ways just to remember where you come from, remember that strength and all the love that made you who you are today. Because it's love that powers love, isn't it? Isn't it love that powers you, that wakes you up, that makes you who you are? Letting you know that you are a divine, perfect being. All right, we're going to start off reading The Science of the Mind. It's called The Fire Inside. Let freedom ring. You see, the light of the body is the eye. Therefore, when thy eye is single, thy whole body also is full of light. Each has been furnished with a divine torch whose wick burns from the oil of the eternal, ever-renewing substance of faith in oneself and in others. That's in The Science of the Mind book, page 415. In The Science of the Mind magazine today, it says, there's a fire inside of us. It is a flame of creativity and infinite possibilities seeking to ignite. Once it ignites, you are set free in a way possible to imagine in a modern life of living. Most of it exists under a blanket of fear. But if we are willing to keep our single eye upon God, we step into a life that is uniquely ours. No one else is here to do our life the way we came here in physical form to do it. Only we can do it the way our destiny has proclaimed. It is our natural state of being, so easy, so effortless, so perfect in every way. And once we accept and love ourselves, our heart softens and we can see differently. We begin to see things with a new set of eyes. We begin to see with the spiritual 2020 of love vision. You see, we are no longer fighting against being big or being small because the shoe fits, so we wear it. The flame is pure passion, it's pure joy, it's pure love, it's accepting and allowing. The flame is the unspoken within us that no longer is afraid to speak into love. It is the creator of miracles. It is the real you unencumbered by the fear of living in love and even dying. It is compassion and beauty of all kinds, wisdom and truth and joy unbounded. That is the nature of the flame within you. It has been there since the beginning of time and is seeking all that you have desired, and it is ready now to be fully ignited, to be seen and heard. Woo! I am set aflame with love, joy, and happiness. I have everything I need. It's the affirmation. I am set aflame with love, joy, and happiness. I have everything I need. Wow. No one came to do what you came to do. Only you can do and feel the destiny of your purpose. It is our natural state of being, so easy, so effortless, so perfect in every way. Once we learn to accept and love ourselves, you see the heart begin to soften and we can see differently, see with a new set of eyes, see with the spiritual 2020 vision, see with the eyes of love, because we're no longer fighting against being big or being small, because the shoe fit and we wear it uniquely in our own way. The soul is waiting to allow you to see it and feel it and know that the soul is ready to complete its goal on earth. Wow. That's beautiful. Love. Love is the reason you're here. Love is the reason that you came to the planet. Love is the reason for the season. Love is the reason you are who you are. All right, family, we're going to play this song, Set Me Free, by Kim right quick, and I'm going to get prepared for what I am going to tell you about today.
Free girl,
never have to
go.
Wow, wow, wow. That's Kim right here on the Love Journey. You are tuned in to the Love Journey, your love experience with Janine and Ingram, and we are talking about self-sabotage. Yes, yes, yes. Why do we self-sabotage? Don't you quit all that hard work. It wasn't for nothing. You're on the right of the edge of breaking through life. Very often we get right to the point where we're about to transform, and then boom, something happens. We give up. We may even sabotage ourselves. We repeat the same limiting pattern again and again. Over time, we assume that dreams aren't meant for us, or we aren't supposed to release that weight, or have that relationship, or have that success, or have that love we could crave, or have the money we desire. We lower our standards just to get by. We settle for less. There is a really good reason why a lot of us stop right before our breakthrough. They say it's a really good reason. Would you like to know why we do this? Why do we stop right before our good? This end is self, what they call sabotage, and learn what it really is. You can stop beating yourself up and start loving yourself again. Because there is a kind and compassionate reason why we start and stop and start and stop again. That, let's learn a lesson today and never go back. There's no need to beat ourselves up or stay stuck, because we can get unstuck. We can up-level our life. It's never too late to live the life we dream about. It's never too late. You're never too old, we're never too young. But why do we get stuck and stay stuck? And so many times we ask ourselves that. And if success was putting an end to it today, together we can grow into what we were meant to be. First of all, what is self-sabotage? Now think about this. As we're progressing toward a goal, have you ever gone up, 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 and you're almost there, and then everything seems to fall apart? You ever had that happen? I know I've had that happen. It seems so frustrating, and you ask yourself, why am I here again? Why am I right here where I started? How many times have we said that? Why did I do this to myself again? Why? What I found is that many well-intended people find themselves in this, and then they'll go to a counselor, a therapist, and they give that cycle a label, like all these different things. Now, I'm not against therapy at all. However, I like to change some of our words to semantics, because I think if we change sometimes the words, the entire process and how we look at it, maybe we can see what self-sabotaging really is. If I told you that instead of sabotaging yourself, what's really going on is that you're trying to protect yourself. Think about that for a second. Don't you think it might be possible that you think on some conscious or unconscious level that outside your current comfort zone, it feels unsafe for you? And at that same time, the goals, the dreams, the aspirations that you want to have in life, where do those desire, right? Right outside your comfort zone. So you're on a certain level, either consciously or unconsciously, are threatened by your dream. You think that your dreams are going to kill you. And let me tell you something. I mean, your purpose is not going to kill you. Who you become as a process of realizing your dream, that is an exciting journey to go on. But our amygdala, that part of our brain that handles our fight or flight response, our nervous system is really designed to keep us safe. So as we venture towards our dream and as we venture towards our purpose, we're going to come against all kinds of limiting beliefs and limiting stories and limiting behaviors, limiting emotions that hold us back. But not because you're trying to sabotage yourself, because you're trying to protect yourself. So how can we end
self-sabotaging forever, or there's self-protecting by reframing it and understanding you're really not self-sabotaging, you're self-sabotaging. If we can change self-protection with consistent effort over time, so here's how you do it. The first thing I'd like you to do is look at whatever behavior you want to change, right? Maybe there's an exercise pattern that you want to change. Or maybe there's a relationship or romantic pattern that you want to change. Maybe there's a financial pattern that you want to change from famine to feast, famine to feast, or famine, feast. Or maybe it's our health and well-being pattern that you want to change. Look at that behavior that you want to change that's holding you back and then write it down, right? Try to write it down. And here's the behavior that I want to change. Right, I want to, you know, have a better budget, or I want to release this weight, or I really want to stop arguing with my partner. I want to stop repelling people when I'm dating them, or I want to, stop putting myself out there, whatever it might be. Now look at that behavior, and then if you could, notice what the story that generates that behavior. What is the story that keeps you coming up short in your finances? What is the story that keeps generating, that keeps you out of a relationship, or maybe in a relationship and then you find yourself back lonely again, even in a relationship or without? What is the story? Let's just say for a moment you want to blog and you're stopping yourself, right? Well, the story is, you know, I'm not original, or, you know, I'm not good enough. Or the story might be, you know, no one's going to read this, right? Let's look at that story and really start to question, is that story really true? So you have the behavior that you want to change. Then you have the story around it that is really propelling that behavior. And if you think about it, saying that story aloud, like, no one's ever going to like my blog. No one's ever going to like my writing. Like, really? So engage with me here for a second. And then notice when you say that story, is there an emotion in your body that you feel? Right. Maybe you feel something in your stomach. Maybe you feel something in your throat or in your shoulder. Is there an emotion that you feel that's producing that story? And then let's tap into that emotion for a moment and kind of notice where that emotion is in your body. Sometimes it could be in your stomach. Sometimes it could be in your throat. But it doesn't matter where it is. Notice where that is and then ask yourself a question. And try to go around the mind on this one, because the mind's going to want to stop you. Ask yourself the question, when the first time I can remember feeling this emotion? When I'm feeling a sense of lack, when is the first time I felt the lack of finances? When the first time I felt like this relationship wasn't going nowhere and I wasn't good enough for this relationship? What is in my emotions that keep playing out this story that my emotions is vibrating at that frequency that keeps me attracting the same song? Ask yourself, when is the first time I can remember feeling this emotion? When is the first time I can remember feeling this emotion? And then usually an image from childhood is going to come to flash at you. You know, it could be irrational. But it doesn't really matter when it is. But look at the situation. And in that situation of childhood, when is the first time I can remember feeling this moment or feeling this emotion? Ask yourself what was going on and what did I make this moment mean in my life, right? Maybe you're 5 years old and you shared, you know, a crayon cut out with someone in your class that you put down, or maybe your parents didn't have time for you. But did you decide on an unconscious level that you just wasn't good enough? And maybe that's where the story, that belief started to happen, where you started to protect yourself because you thought you knew what, if I could express my creativity here, I'm not going to be safe and no one's going to accept me. And so if we can start to go, and maybe you need to think about this and hear this conversation a couple of times and get what I'm saying here. But as you start to journey down from the behavior to the story to the emotion, right then to that original incident that really made us create the story in the first place, we start to realize, oh my gosh, I might have been 2 years old, 3 years old, 7 year old, 9 year old running my life right now. You see that 9-year-old self is running your life right now. So you want to let that inner child, that scared child, know that you are safe, that you are protected, that you are guided, that you have a higher power that walks with you, and start to make a new choice. And every time you see yourself holding yourself back with self-sabotaging, realize that that scared little child is just looking to be nurtured and looking to know it's safe and looking to know that you are more than enough, and you can do that for yourself. How many times have we been in a relationship feeling we wasn't good enough? How many times have we walked into a space not feeling like we were good enough? How many times have we shown up in lack of something because of the story we keep telling ourselves? And you see, the story we tell is the story we live. The story we tell is the story we live. So I invite you to have a courage today to have a different perception, to tell a different story. Start to tell your different story, then you can start to choose people in your life to support you in that process and who can really create that supporting, you know, environment and peer group for you to really bust through and really express your dreams or express your purpose. You see, this is a pretty intense topic, and I know that it's going to take some time for you to really uncover sometimes that root of that story. You see, the reason that you keep telling yourself that you're not good enough in some kind of way, the reason you keep telling yourself that your dream is too big for you, the reason you keep telling yourself that it's easier to just settle for this relationship than to find someone who really loves and support you and want to be the man or woman in your life to really help witness you and take you to and help you grow and be all that you can be. See, it's easier to stay and settle into a job that you don't like to go to every day. It's easier to settle in a space easier than to step out in that unknown and figure out something different for yourself. See, because it takes courage to step out into the unknown. It takes courage to step into a space you've never been before and can't see the way you're going and don't know how you're going to do what you're going to do. But see, it takes courage to know that the universe really is friendly to our desires. It takes courage to recognize that even though I might be in my 60s or even though I might be ready to retire, that I can make a different choice today and still live my dreams. Do you see the story of Colonel Sanders? 1,627 no's before he got one yes. How many of us would have gave up at 1, 2, 3? You see, how many, but he was almost homeless. He was living pretty much in his car. He had just built his little chicken shack, and they built the highway and knocked it out, and he was on a fixed income. But he knew he had a great recipe in his mind. And somebody bought that finger-licking good chicken. They call it finger-licking good, but I know many of us got chicken that's way better than that. But he had a belief that he wasn't going to give up no matter what. Tyler Perry, homeless, put all his money in. Not 1 year, not 2 years, not 3 years, four. It took 8 years before things turned around. Starbucks, 243 no's before somebody said yes. So why do we let the mind that wants to protect us keep us from living the greatest version of our life? You were meant to be here. You were meant to do all that you came to do because the I Am sent you. The presence of God sent you as God on the planet and said, go forth. But we get stuck on I'm not enough street. We get stuck, I am not enough street. and we can't get past the fear street to move into abundance, to move on radical change street. Because we can't even see that fear is even a gift. Fear is just a gift to elevate our existence. Fear is just another way to push us into our greatness. Fear is about taking action. Yes, the gift of fear is the gift. But why can't we see it as a gift? Why do we get so debilitated to the look, feel in his face? Today, family, I invite you to look at what keeps stopping you from going through the door. When you get right at the door, when you get to knocking at that door and you no longer decide to walk through. Yes, challenges may come. Yes, things may show up. But how do we handle that? By getting still, confronting it. Why are you here today? What must I learn? What is the divine wanting to express through me today? What is the divine wanting to express through me as me on the planet today? But the answer resides in you. Today, family, there's no such living life without fear, but there is a such thing as moving through the fear, moving with the fear, allowing the fear to propel you to your greatness if you don't get stuck. And sometimes it just may require asking for support. A lot of times, we don't know how to stop and just say, look, I need some help. Choir support. How can you help me? This is important for you to understand. In order to move into a greater version of yourself, we got to allow ourselves to be okay with the fear, but not be okay with stopping and self-protecting or self-sabotaging every time we get to the door of success, every time we get to that point where things are about to change and we're about to get on the other side of life, we allow ourselves to get stuck. We can no longer be afraid of our light. We can no longer be afraid of allowing the light to be so debilitating to us that we won't move through it. Because on the other side of fear is the greatness, the life, the desires, the dreams, all the things we ever wanted. So today, family, I want you and invite you. I want to support you, pray with you, to live your best life, to live the life that you came to the planet to live in the joy and the passion, to live in the space where your heart is so lit up and so turned on, to live in a space where your pleasure is your medicine, to live in a space where you're giving your gifts and your talents, to live in a space where you're actually allowing your gifts to make room for you on the planet. My prayer for you today is that the Most High God to awaken your manifestation powers, talents, and gifts. And that any space that brings fear, that you will have the courage to move through it. That God will bless and open and enlarge your financial territory today, that God will give you the courage and the strength to move through the fear, to take action today and not just talk about it, but be about it today, that you will take action and have the courage to move through the fear and be and see and do all that you've been called to the planet to do, to play full out and no longer take short. But to open your mouth and ask for what you want, for you to open your mouth and have your voice and ask for support and to get what it is you desire, you have to ask. James 1:4 says, what? I have not because what I ask not today, family. I invite you to ask, to write. And no longer allow yourself to be debilitated by what we call self-sabotaging or self-protecting or being in debilitating fear, because fear is really okay. Fear can be your friend. Your friend can, fear can be your GPS system. Because if there's no danger, then you know there's no reason to fear. So the fear showing you that you're in the right direction and that you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. Because they say if your dream is not scaring you, it's not big enough anyway. Get your blessings, family. And your blessings is right on the other side of fear. Get your blessings, family, because it's right on the other side of the comfort zone. Get your blessings today. Because the world is waiting to experience your greatness. Because the world is waiting to hear from you. Only you. Because only you can do what you can do the way you've been called to do it. And touch those that you've been called to touch. Come on, family. Somebody need to know your name. God is calling. Your dreams are calling. Are you ready to answer? Will you pick up the phone? Will you say yes today? Will you allow yourself to birth what God so eloquently placed inside of you? That's my message today, family. Are you ready to answer the call to your dreams? Any questions, comments, or concerns? *6. Press 1. You know, we really get to do this life on our own terms. But are you willing to let your voice be heard today? Think about that.
Good God morning, Queen. Lady Love. Love Journey. Okay.
Good God morning. Good morning, Rosa J.
Good God. Well, you know what? It's so like God. I don't know what it is about people who are connected. The reason why I say this is because I have been talking about the same concept. Concept of asking why. The concept of being fearful and doing it anyway. That whole process, that things don't always show up like we want them to or turn out like we want to, but, and I should say, and being all right with that. Being all right with that, because every failure leads one step to a success if you keep going. You know, and I struggle with, but, you know, I've been doing the meditation and I've been listening to it on the mic. And today I said to myself, I said, you know what, I need to get a better system. I've been doing this for almost close to 5 years, and my system is not right. Sometimes I can listen to the music on the computer, and sometimes it doesn't work. You know, sometimes it seems clear, and other times it's not. And I'm like, sometimes I'm there by myself, and sometimes I have other folks listening. And I have to be all right mm-hmm. with everything. You know, just accept it and keep it moving.
Mm-hmm.
Either I'm going to do it or I'm not. And if I'm not going to do it, move on to something greater. You know, trying the video of the meditation, that didn't work. Facebook don't allow you to do other people's music. You know, it's just crazy. But that's about, for me, just about doing it until it's all right. Because nothing is ever perfect. And one of the prayers that I was listening to, I'm reading Ellen Caddy's spiritual devotional this year. And one of the things that she said today is being all right with it. I think my Uber's here. I got to get ready to go. Being all right with it no matter what. So I'm going to have to cut this off because my cab is waiting for me outside. So, ladies, love, I love you. And thank you for letting me share.
Oh, you must be doing better. So you're outside. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, I'm not really outside. I just go to the doctor. However, things work all right because I got called this morning for the school, and he said, Rosa, I need you for about 3 weeks. Can you come in? Of course I can, because that's like close to $1,000, if not more. And I'm like, okay, I can use that. I got some things I want to do. You know, so being, I think, again, being acceptable of what's going on and looking at it from a perspective of it's one more good step in a good direction. And you'll be all right with it. And that's a great place to be. So I'm gone, ladies. I love you. I'll see you in June, in August. And I'll be excited about that. So have a good day, ladies and gentlemen. And remember, it's all good no matter what. It's all good.
All right, have a great day.
Have a great day.
All right, any more questions, comments, or concerns? All right, family, we're going to go ahead and we're going to listen to us. You know, got to play a little Reverend Knight. Just got to remind you that you got to defy your mind this morning. For your goodness. We got to clean up these thoughts. And so I just had in my spirit, let me play this Sanctify Your Mind. So many times we get caught up with these old paradigms. You know, I was looking at this video yesterday that I love, 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 of this young lady who's an artist. And she, oh my gosh, I posted it on Facebook. She has the most beautiful artwork. But she said something that I just love. She said, you don't have to be a starving artist. You got to stop believing in these old paradigms that keep people stuck. We get caught up in colorism. We get caught up in stories that people tell us, and then we live it out. Oh, you have to be a starving artist. How many artists are making millions and millions and millions of dollars? How many paintings are sold for millions and millions of dollars? And she do this art and with 24 karat gold. It's called 24 karat magic. Oh, my God, it is magic. African-American girl, beautiful. When I tell you beautiful, beautiful mind, beautiful spirit, beautiful physically, beautiful, just amazing. And I just want you to know, family, today, why do we want to live a story that does not have to be true for us? We get caught up in these stories, and then we can't have the relationships we want because we caught up in a story, the energy of the story. And we accept and settle for less. Ooh, family. Don't get me started, right? Because I can get into it a whole new thing. So I just want to remind you today The story you tell yourself is the story you live. If I'm too this, too fat, too skinny, too short, too tall, too dark, too light, all those stories are just stories. Not good enough. This is a story. Let's hear Reverend Knight talk about sanctifying our minds, sanctify our minds. Of course, you know you're talking about money, but you got to sanctify your mind for everything. Let's do it, family.
Place your hand in a receptive position now, and let's sanctify your mind and sanctify your consciousness. Get everything out of there that can't stand money. And by the way, that's interesting. Do you know, I've had people walk out of my prosperity seminars. You know, frankly, you know, everybody can't stand prosperity. And there, as I said, a lot of highly religious people. In California, one very highly religious lady walked out. She said, I just can't stand to hear that man talking about money. You know, if money bothers you, it's because there's something wrong with you. And I'll tell you deeper what it means. It means that you feel you really feel a condemnation because you don't have it. And you don't want to admit that you really want it. You're lying to yourself. Let me hear you say, stop lying to myself. And you see, that's one of the things, and I think there's a chapter on it. Somebody's going to tell me where it is. Don't be indifferent to money. Let me hear you say, don't be indifferent to money.
Don't be indifferent to money.
You can't have an indifferent attitude. Your attitudes will draw money to you or kick it away from you. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Down there in that deeper subconscious. That's why you got to clean it out. Yeah. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. And may the words of my
mouth
and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. So now we're going to have a cleansing of the heart, a cleansing of the subconscious, and get rid of all of these old ideas about money is evil and people who have money are evil. You know, the fact of the matter is, I know more evil people who don't have money than evil people who've got money. I'm telling you, you know, if you got a house full of children and it's cold, and the marshal is coming to put you out because you can't pay your rent, you can get real evil. Even now, when I find myself working and forgetting to eat, and then all of a sudden I discover that I'm hungry, and some member of my staff will come in and ask me a question, I said, get out of here, don't bother me until you bring me something to eat. I don't want to get evil, so just go bring me something to eat. All right, let's have this cleansing of negative ideas about money. Right here and right now.
Right here and right now.
I dig out all of the negative ideas about money.
I dig out all the negative ideas about money.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
Of all negative ideas about money.
Of all negative ideas about money.
Of all negative ideas that has kept money away from me.
Of all negative ideas that have kept money away from me.
I absolve money of all accusation of evil.
I absolve money of all accusation of evil.
I forgive myself for criticizing people who have money.
I forgive myself for criticizing people who have money.
From now on.
From now on.
I will bless every sign of money.
I will bless every sign of money.
I bless everybody.
I bless everybody.
Who looks successful and prosperous.
Who looks successful and prosperous.
So it is.
So it is.
I release the demons.
I release the demons.
Of negative belief.
Of negative belief.
That had kept money from me.
That had kept money from me.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Go!
Go!
Mm-hmm. We got to sanctify our minds for money, family. Sanctify your mind. You deserve all the good things in life. And I want to remind you that today you deserve all the good things in life. You deserve it. But you have to know it. You have to believe it. And so as I leave you today, I want to remind you that your life is a gift. The world is waiting to experience your gift. The world is waiting to experience your greatness. And reminding you that what you do with your life is a gift back to God. Remember to choose love, because the world is waiting to feel your love as your gift. Choose love. It really is the only choice. Don't forget to just, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams today, family. I'm going to leave you with Home, When I Think of Home, Stephanie Mills. When I think of home, I think of a place where love overflows. Let me see. The computer done went off because the lights went out. I don't know why the lights out. So now I got to do it on my phone, y'all. So I'm probably just play what comes up first. Let's see, Speak to My Heart. So I'll just leave us with Speak to My Heart. But here's Stephanie New, The Power of God. This one I'm going to leave us with.
You know, there is no time, no space where God is at. His power is always present. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
yearning. It's natural for us to yearn for God, for we were born in His love. God is love, and love is real. It's an eternal creature, and nothing can destroy it. Oh my God, yeah. Believe me, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, all things are possible. Yeah. See, you're a child of the King, and only God's plan for salvation will work. My Lord, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, my God. The power, the power, the power. Let's talk about the King.
All right. Thank you for tuning in to The Love Journey, your love experience with Janie and Ingram. See you in the morning.
Love is power of love.